Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing again. Believe in a power greater than what you are going through. When you don't know what to do, keep breathing.
That's right. When you don't know what to do, just keep on breathing. From beautiful Huntington Beach, California, on the HealthyLife.net radio network, heard in all 50 states and 135 countries, all positive talk radio all the time. Welcome to all my listeners out there in Radio Land. I'm Dave, the caregiver's caregiver, coming to you live along with my lovely co-host, who's a little late, former mayor of a California beach town and future mayor, I might add, best-selling author Debbie Peterson, and we're coming to you live and on demand on 24/7 on numerous syndicated radio and podcast networks. And I usually say 26, but now it's 30 global audio and video platforms, including iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Vimeo, and a whole bunch more. And we are proud to be voted number one caregiver podcast on FeedSpot out of thousands and number one caregiver podcast on Player FM out of the top 50. And we have an exciting show. No, we have an especially exciting show planned today. I'm a little warm, so I had to turn my fan on. We have an especially exciting show planned today. Widows Among Us, stories to prepare, be, and help a widow. You think there's any widows in the caregiving world? I think so. Experiencing widowhood is one of life's most difficult events. This book is a guiding light for being prepared before it happens. The journey a widow will travel and how loved ones can support her. And we have Karen Justice and Karen Smith, and Rebecca LaChance. Is that right?
Good.
But first, I want to take this moment and thank my last week's guest. Put your oxygen mask on first. Self-care essential caregivers. Caregivers actually suffer acute long-term stress that can harm their health and well-being and even shorten their lives. And in this power-packed episode, Jocelyn King shares pragmatic advice caregivers can start using today to care for both themselves and their care recipient. A reminder, you can watch or listen to that interview and all our interviews on our membership website, caregiverdave.com, or any of our other 30 global networks that I mentioned earlier. All right, enough of that. Girls, welcome to the Caregiver Dave Show. We're so excited to have you on.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
So I always like to ask my guests, just who is Karen Justice, Rebecca LaChance, and Kara Smith Resicott? And why were they placed on this earth? Why don't you go first in the order that I said it?
Why were we placed on this earth and who are we? Oh my, that's a kind of a challenging question. Mm-hmm. I am a bit of a change expert because my life has been full of change. Being a caregiver, losing a spouse, another big change. I think that all three of us ended up being where we are right now because we have a story that can help other women and by extension, their families and widowers. We're writing from our story as widows, but a lot of it is crosses over.
Next.
Was I the second one?
I don't remember.
Karen.
Oh, Karen.
Karen.
Okay, Karen, go.
Karen.
So, with Karen, that's a pretty intense question. And I would like to say that I was put here on Earth to help others understand that they always have the opportunity to make changes and different choices with their life, in their life. And they don't always have to wait for a dramatic or traumatic experience to have that happen. Also, it's up to you when something does happen. It's totally up to you to determine how you're going to handle it and who you're going to be during and after that process. And I can say that going for myself, going from a very, very shy person while I was married to my first husband, Sam, my late husband, Sam, always letting him take responsibility for everything. I never needed to, I never wanted to, and kind of had a very small comfort zone. And I have said that with his death, he catapulted me out of that comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And I realized how strong I really was and how much I did have to say. And so for that, I thank him. And I love to share with other women in particular that they do have a choice and they can be strong when they need to be and be weak when they need to be, help, let others help them. But at the end of the day, make choices that they need to do to live the life they want to live.
Great answer. And Rebecca.
Well, I have to tell you, that question makes me, you know, I want to be a comedian and I want to say something like, well, I'm on this earth because when a man and a woman love each other. Yeah, good question. I don't know. I think I'm still trying to find that one out. You know, I mean, it's an adventure where I have had many, many choices during my lifetime and many, many roads that I've gone down. And with each one, I come back with a little bit more information that I can share with folks. And I think that's, you know, I think I'm here to learn. So.
You know what they say, it ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Correct.
That's right.
Yep.
So that's very interesting. All good answers. How did you three girls all get together and meet, considering you're all from different parts of the country, right?
Well, we all lived in the same place, well, in the same county when we got to know each other. Karen and I met through a women's professional organization. Rebecca was the customer of my sister's pet sitting business. And I didn't meet her through my sister, but I'd heard about her, and I met her through a mutual friend. And the connection sort of started when we went on a trip together, and that made us much more familiar with each other. And
when Rebecca, you went on the trip together?
No. I was divorced, Karen. I mean, I was widowed. I'm sorry. I've never been divorced. I was widowed and Karen was widowed and remarried and her husband came with us and Rebecca was still married. And I said we became more familiar with each other on the trip and Rebecca choked and I'll let her maybe finish why.
Oh, well, because we had decided to take advantage of what's known as a Berber hammam. Otherwise you could refer to it as a Moroccan spa. But it's very cultural in terms of there were the three of us, unexpectedly the three of us together. It's not like we had been close buddies up until that point, but we were in this room in our undergarments to start with and laying on some hot tile or hot marble while we were being scrubbed and soaped. And by the time we were finished, we were no longer in our undergarments. And as I had mentioned to the ladies, we, you know, I said, you two are the only other people besides my husband to see my tattoo. So we had become accidentally close friends.
So this wasn't in Morocco, was it? What were you all doing in Morocco?
I'm very fond of Morocco. I've been there a few times and I wanted to share it with others. And so I planned a trip. And when I was there checking out some details, I stuck something on Facebook and said, I'm over here checking out some details for a trip I'm planning next year. If you're interested, let me know. And, you know, a bunch of my cousins clicked on, which surprised me. And these two ladies and Karen's husband had to put up with a family group and the two of them. So, we were in Morocco because I'm an instigator.
And that was your first Moroccan, whatever it was?
Not mine. but it was theirs. And, you know, she didn't.
You had done it before.
Yes, yeah. But not quite in that way. I mean, this was Berber, not just Moroccan. And so the culture is a little bit different. And as Rebecca said, we were on the tiles being scrubbed, but she failed to mention they stood us up in the middle of the room and hosed us off too. So washed our hair, hosed us off, put us, yep.
Yeah. Mm.
Very revealing experience.
I think
experience.
I'm going to Morocco too.
It was heavenly. I drive back. I had to fly back for it. It was a great experience.
You said Berber, like B-U-R-B-U-R?
B-E-R, B-E-R, B-E-R. Ancient people who lived in the Atlas Mountains for over 2,000 years.
Is that a city that I should look for, or is that just something else?
Berber is a tribe of people who lived in Morocco for like 2,000 years in the Atlas Mountains. So it's just a type that you could probably find anywhere in the country.
So just a question, Berber Moroccan massage, and that'll get me there, huh?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Go to Essaouira. You can find that's where we were. Yeah. Essouira.
Well, I'm always looking for new adventures. Thank you.
Well, I can give you a guide. Afterwards, I can refer you to a guide and a company for you.
Because I'm 70 and I'm looking for new experiences, you know.
Yeah, yep.
Not a widower yet. Hey, wow. I don't know how to handle that. So the three of you have co-authored a book about the many facets of widowhood, repairing, experiencing, and rebuilding. So not all of you took care of your husband before he died, which would have made you caregivers, right? A couple of you were blessed with quick deaths. I say blessed because, you know, caregiving ain't easy. So which one was the caregiver?
Me. My husband was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, which is usually a very quick death. But he'd gone in because of another discomfort of some sort that was totally unrelated. But in doing the exams and ultrasounds, et cetera, they noticed something. They further investigated, and they caught it early. So we had 3 years together. The caregiving was not really – it was gradual. It was not really intense until the last 3 months. But there's always that caregiving of making sure that his life – he could maximize his life. In the moments that are left.
You were grateful for those 3 years?
Yes. Yeah.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. How about you girls? Do you regret that your husbands died so quickly that you were not caregivers?
Oh, well, I'm going to say from my perspective, my husband had been diagnosed with prostate cancer, but interestingly enough, after that diagnosis, he started becoming short of breath. And I had been a nurse for about 30 years, so I knew what was coming, you know, and, turns out that his shortness of breath essentially was caused by atrial fib, and he had a heart attack and refused to go to the hospital because he was afraid he would catch COVID in the hospital. So even though his death was relatively sudden, there was a buildup that I knew what was coming, and especially when he refused to initially go to the hospital. And so, you know, I was the one that had to finally drag him to the doctor, and I was the one that drug him 90 minutes away to a regional cardiac center, you know, so. I mean, I wasn't caregiving to the extent that Karen was, but there was that aspect of it.
Well, not everyone would agree with me, but, you know, from what I know about caregiving and my own experience, my wife had a stroke at 52, and I've been caring for 28 years. If I was her, I don't know how she does it. I don't know how she goes through it. I would definitely want a quick death so that I'm not a burden to anybody. But some people say it's a blessing caring for your spouse for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. I don't know. How about you, Karen?
So mine, there was absolutely no caregiving. My husband had a massive heart attack on his way into work one day. He was 49, just turned 49 at the time. I was 47, so very young widow from that term. And my dad had actually died just 6 months prior. Again, heart attack, taking a nap in the middle of the day, just never woke up. And I will have to say, so that's been 14 years for me and 15 years for my dad. My mom is still, you know, my mom never remarried. She wasn't interested. She's got a great social life now. Both of us have said, watching other friends go through the caregiving and the, you know, in one case, dementia. I have a good long-term friend of my parents that just passed away after 5 years of dementia, and, you know, just the toll that that takes on the caregiver and the spouse. And I think we have often said, my mom and I have often said, that we were blessed with those quick deaths. It's hard because you don't have time to make plans. And that is one of the things that we talk about in our book, is the preparation, the paperwork, the finances, the knowledge, right? You don't have time for that.
You're choosing between two evils, but if I would choose, I would go for the quick death every single time.
As long as you're prepared. As long as you're prepared.
Even if you're not prepared, I think it's better than the alternative.
No, I mean, you don't want to leave your widow unprepared, because Karen can tell you about the challenges that she faced not knowing.
Well, shame on the spouses who didn't prepare you. And I tell that to all the people out there, you know, whether you're healthy and you're going to live to be 100, you should, like I have life insurance. It's all taken care of. Living trust, advanced directive. You know, I'm ready.
Right. But I will say most people aren't, because they don't want to face the fact that they or their spouse is going to die.
They don't want to jinx it, you know?
Yes. Yes.
That's what they think, but they're not.
They don't buy life insurance. They don't want to jinx it, which is awful.
But I mean, and the reality of it is, you know, my husband and I we owned an accounting firm. He was a financial advisor. I did all of the finances. So we had paperwork in place. Okay. We had all of that stuff. What we didn't have, which was my fault because I kept saying I don't want to talk about it, was we did not have the what if conversations, right? I took care of the office, but he was the accountant. He was the CPA. What happens if he dies? I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about life without him, because my plan literally was to sell everything and go find a 2-bedroom condo to lock myself away. That was my plan, because I didn't think I could do any better, right? And so, you know, that was on me. We had paperwork in place, but we did not have the what if discussions to see, was the paperwork good enough?
Did you all have life insurance?
No. Yes, but not good enough.
Yeah, I don't have life insurance because I have no heirs.
Yes.
No,
did your husband?
Oh, my husband did.
Life insurance? And Rebecca, not enough?
No, there was no reason for us to have life insurance in terms of everything was paid off. All the kids were gone. They were not in the home. And we had really socked away a significant amount of money that whichever one of us was.
That was ended up to be a good decision on your behalf. You had enough.
Right.
Praise God. Good for you. Because that
there's more
only
than,
makes
more
matters
than,
worse, the finances, you know.
Yeah, true.
What were you going to say?
There's more than finances for the preparation. Yeah. You know, one of my friends, her husband was cleaning up the yard after a storm that knocked branches down into the trees and so forth. And while he was out there cleaning up, he had a heart attack and passed away. There was no, he passed away. I don't want to go to the details, because that would reveal who it is, perhaps, to somebody. It's her story. But she didn't know how to turn on the well pump. She had no communication with the outside world. It was just all the little things. Karen's husband explained to her how to use a generator.
I had to rewrite the instructions, because like his instruction was ensure the generator has enough gas. Okay. How do I do that? Right. Like, he knows how to make that work. I don't. So sometimes so my instruction was get the cord that's hanging on this post, plug it in here, plug the other end in there, you know, so I needed to know how to do that. And in a lot of instances, whether it is finances, paying the bills, typically one spouse takes care of certain areas, whether it is paperwork, finances, cutting the yard, running the generator, changing the flue filters, or, you know, whatever. do you, I always thought our filters were up somewhere in, you know, upstairs somewhere. Oh no, they're right on the furnace in the basement. I didn't know that. There are also extra ones back behind the furnace when we need that. I didn't know that either, right? Now, could those things be figured out? Yes, they could. But at the end of the day, if you have something that will help you with a lot of those little things that are, that you might not know,
mm-hmm.
have it written down, have a list of, or have somebody that can come afterwards and say, let me come go through your house with you and we can talk about different things that you need to hire somebody for, friend or, you know, sibling or somebody can help take care of. But lots of times you don't know what you don't know.
Secrets from the Hammock is Dave Nassani's new book. This gives you many secrets on how to navigate life in an easy-to-use and read format. Imagine forgiving those that hurt you or realizing and using the power of momentum or discovering the hardest part of love and how to overcome it. Get this and more info with Secrets from the Hammock by Dave Nassani. Get your copy now. Available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. That's Secrets from the Hammock. And relax. Dave's got you covered.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Guilt, fear, loneliness, burnout. These are just some of the things caregivers feel. But now there's hope. CaregiverDave.com is a membership website with an understanding community designed around supporting you. With a little perspective, planning, and practical help, you can become a thriving caregiver. Start by visiting CaregiverDave.com. Get weekly calls, practical solutions, and free resources. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a 30-minute coaching call free. Don't wait. Go to CaregiverDave.com and join now.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Reclaim your caregiver sanity with Dave Nassani's book, It's My Life Too. Caring for someone with an illness or condition who is expected to live for a relatively long period of time is a specific and unique challenge. This book pinpoints the needs and strategies a caregiver must do for themselves in order to survive, thrive, and make caregiving a rewarding, gratifying experience. So get your copy of It's My Life Too today, or buy one for your special caregiver. It's My Life Too is available at Amazon.com and Caregiver Dave.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
What you would all say to the women caregivers? To the women who are not caregivers yet, to all women, not only caregivers watch this show, you tell your spouses, you know, let's have that what if conversation. What if, you know, and maybe you can show me how to do all the stuff you do. Even for the women, you know, like you said, a lot of women do the finances, write all the checks, and they can explain to their husbands what to do, or maybe explain to them how to make a grilled cheese sandwich so they don't starve, or how to clean the house or hire a maid or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Sort their clothes so they can do the laundry. My father had no idea how to wash his clothes when his wife died.
When to use hot, when to use cold, separate colors, you know.
Right.
And well, let him actually do some so she can watch it.
But even to the extreme that there was a woman that we had met secondhand that she did not know how to put gas in her car after her husband died. And so her daughter had to teach her how to put gas in her car. Those are the kinds of things that, I mean, they sound like they're tiny little things, but when you're under the stress of the grief, it's a big thing. It's a really big thing.
Well, you know, her father should have taught her how to change a tire, how to fill up your tank, how to check your oil. So
well, there are a lot of should-haves in this world that never get done.
Yes, in a perfect world, yes.
And in the reality of that is you're never going to cover everything, right? But to have an idea. And I've often said to my husband, you know, my current husband now, I'm like, if something happens to me, call my daughter, right? She thinks like I do because I take care of all the books, the finances, I pay the bills, I do pay the credit cards, you know, I take care of all of that. He wouldn't have a clue. Now, he can do it. He was on his own for 10 years after his divorce. I'm sure he can do it, but he's not going to know what I do or the way I do it. And until he gets familiar with doing it, I'm like, call my daughter. She thinks like I do. She'll be able to help you until you can get back on your own system. So sometimes it's a matter of knowing who can you call or what is it that you need to know that you're going to need to call out somebody.
So were you exaggerating when you said that it's going to take 500 hours of paperwork for a widow to figure things out?
That is not an exaggeration. But that is,
hours?
Yep.
There is so much.
500 hours divided by...
It's 12 and a half weeks of full-time work.
12 and a half weeks. Thank you for doing the math. I'm just confused there. 12 and a half weeks. Well, what does that entail? I mean, what's going to take you 12 and a half weeks? What is it?
You've got all of the legal aspects. You have to deal with the will. You have to go to the probate court.
When you think you don't have to, you end up at probate.
None of you
had living trusts, right?
Yeah.
We had living wills and so forth. We didn't have trust, but you know, we had a will. Everything was in our names. It was in joint names. I still had to go to probate to get some of the bills paid because John was a patient and they wouldn't give the money to me because he was a patient until I could show that I was a personal representative. Yeah. So
while living trust avoids probate. So
no, not exactly. My dad's living trust didn't avoid probate. I had to do probate for him.
So you did have a living trust.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My father did.
And then you have to deal with all of the people who require death certificates, you know, everything from your phone company to Social Security to...
How many copies of that should we get? My aunt just died, and they're asking, how many copies of the death certificate do you want?
Funeral homes will recommend that you have a minimum of 10 copies.
Really?
Right.
Yes.
Right. I used probably, and of course we had a business, so... I used probably 7 or 8 of the 10.
Yeah.
And I had,
some of them will take a copy or whatever, but some institutions, particularly financial institutions, will require and legal stuff will require a certified copy.
Correct.
And some people sent one back to me after they had seen it. Mm-hmm. They would send it back. And so I could reuse it again because, you know, they need the ones that have the seal from the official source.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, death certificates need to go to your bank, for your banking accounts, for your retirement funds. It's very complex in terms of all the that you have to deal with just with the death certificate alone.
I just texted to my sister. It's recommended to get 10 death certificates.
Yeah. Right.
And then there's always the things that come up that you have no idea exist. And those, you know, those show up a year later. My husband passed away in August, and a year later in December, I got something about his, when do you want your minimum required distribution addressed to him? Mm. I didn't know he even had any sort of an investment account or a retirement account with his company. He wasn't working for them. He had been there for a very short time. And, you know, then I had to go through all that stuff all over again. So, you know, the 500 hours are sometimes extended.
Mm-hmm. So, and the same thing with life insurance. You know, I ended up finding out my husband had a $10,000 life insurance that his parents had taken out on him. And the only reason I knew he had it is because we had another policy with that company. And when they did a search on his Social Security number, they were like, oh, well, he's got a second policy too. I had no clue. Right. And so that's a part of the paperwork too. And again, not being prepared, not having paperwork, you know, we have friends that have worked in banks, and they're like, oh, yeah, every day people come into the bank and say, did my parents have an account here? And they may have already, like, they have to have that personal representative paper to even know, to be able even to answer the question. But, you know, they're going around to every single bank in the county just to find out where the money is, because they don't know, and they don't have a way of knowing, depending on how their parents kept track, or, you know, retirement accounts that never get cashed. And it's crazy not knowing where money is, but people don't. Mm-hmm.
So the one that was a caregiver, Karen, did you experience burnout? I mean, how bad was it?
I didn't have my caregiving was, not extensive, because I had one really tough husband who, he went into hospice care Memorial Day week, and until, the last 10 days, maybe 2 weeks, but I'd say the last 10 days, he was dosing his own medicine, keeping a notebook beside his chair and writing down when he was taking what, et cetera. And then he started missing it. So my caregiving didn't amount to doing things as much as it required support and checking, which is kind of tough when you've got a very strong spouse, a stubborn spouse. And thank God, my husband was temperamental, but he became gentle in his illness, and it could have been a whole lot worse. I thank God for that. More gentle, let me put it that way. but the caregiving is sometimes not so much lifting and toting and carrying, which I did for, 3 weeks, as much as feeding and encouraging and emotional support and, you know, that sort of stuff that can be taxing. Because I had this challenging role of, you know, which one of my weaknesses, what kind of weaknesses do I show? Do I let him know that I'm strong and I'm going to be okay? Or do I let him know that, his leaving is going to be really tough on me? I didn't want him to worry excessively. I didn't want him to think I didn't care. Yeah. And, you know, that's a really tough line and pathway to figure out.
Secrets from the Hammock is Dave Nassani's new book. This gives you many secrets on how to navigate life in an easy-to-use and read format. Imagine forgiving those that hurt you, or realizing and using the power of momentum, or discovering the hardest part of love and how to overcome it. Get this and more info with Secrets from the Hammock by Dave Nassani. Get your copy now. Available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. That's Secrets from the Hammock. And relax. Dave's got you covered.
Discover the world's largest anti-aging organization, Life Extension. For the best information, vitamins, and supplements, you just can't beat Life Extension. To start extending your life, go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Life Extension banner.
One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words by Dave Nassani is the book that helps you overcome and perhaps even prevent the hardships associated with strokes. Dave takes you on his journey and experience with his own wife, Charlene, a stroke survivor. This book tells you everything about strokes to help you and your loved ones survive without making costly mistakes that may save a life or a brain from irreparable damage. One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words. The book is available on Amazon.com, or order it from fine bookstores everywhere.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Guilt, fear, loneliness, burnout. These are just some of the things caregivers feel. But now there's hope. CaregiverDave.com is a membership website with an understanding community designed around supporting you. With a little perspective, planning, and practical help, you can become a thriving caregiver. Start by visiting CaregiverDave.com. Get weekly calls, practical solutions, and free resources. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a 30-minute coaching call free. Don't wait. Go to CaregiverDave.com and join now. Remember, Get positive emotions at www.healthylife.net.
Karen, if you feel up to it, you did have some difficulties in terms of things with medications that hospice was expecting you to know and to do. And I think it's important that people understand or people hear that, you know, this was a problem that was presented to you and you didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, I wasn't educated as I should have been, and I wasn't as knowledgeable as maybe I could have been, but I didn't know what I didn't know, like Karen says. As his pain got worse, hospice was there like on a every other day basis or something, but they were on call whenever I needed them. And so near the end, they were telling me that I could increase some of his medication. And the vials, syringes, bottles, you know, all that stuff that you have with the medication and the application were all in, let's say, cc's or milliliters, whatever. What would they be, Rebecca?
They were in cc's and they were telling
me. They were in cc's and they kept telling me to change the dose by milliliters. And I'm going, how do you do that? You know, you Google it. You try and figure out. Yeah, well, but, you know, you still have to figure it out even if you know the formula. And when you're stressed and you're uncomfortable with your math skills and you're worried about how you might hurt or not help enough, that was, yeah. So medical personnel needs to make sure that when they give information and instructions that they use the same measurements as the caregiver has in their hand.
And the sad part of that is that no one told her that cc's and milliliters are the same thing, the mLs.
Yeah.
CCs,
Rebecca told
mLs
me.
Are the same measurement.
Yeah,
no one
5 years later, I learned that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm going through this with my aunt. She just died 2 days ago, and she had dementia for at least a couple of years, and all of a sudden her, you know, she broke her ankle and that started a spiral down because she was just in the handle of the nursing home. She wanted to get out and this and that. And so all of a sudden she just became unresponsive. You know, maybe, I don't know what happened. Maybe she had a stroke or whatever. And, so she wouldn't communicate. She would look at you, but you're not sure that she really saw you. And, so we put her on morphine, as needed, but she was just hanging on. You know, she hadn't eaten in a week, and then she started developing these sores, bed sores, because she was her body was consuming itself. And I says, listen, she's lasting too long, increase her morphine instead of as needed, you know, give her 5 milligrams every 6 hours or whatever. And they did that, and then she was gone the next day. So that was a blessing. She finally, you know, left. And you know, I wanted to ask about your book, because there's too much to talk about here. But you wrote this book, and you had mentioned that someone used the comment of, I was afraid to read this book, for it deals with something I fear, impending widowhood. But the author's stories soothed and comforted me, and their advice made me feel stronger and more capable. I still grieve for my future loss, but now I feel able to face it. This was someone who it didn't happen yet, right?
Right.
Yeah. So talk about your book and how this can really help people prepare with the grief process, because there's anticipatory grief, right? Which is kind of what she's dealing with. So in the last 5 minutes, let's talk about your book and how they can help people, how it can change their life.
We divided it into 4 parts, and I'll give this quick summary, and then they can fill in the blanks. But the first part is our 3 stories, because as we've talked about, we've experienced the widowhood journey very differently. Then we synopsize with our key lessons. We talk to people about how they should be prepared, and we have a section for the widow herself, him, you know, about what she's experiencing. It's going to be different from everybody else, but that's okay. And she's going to be okay. And there's a lot of reassurances in that. And then the last part, we wrap up with suggestions on how people can help, what they should probably not do, and how long the widow might, when and for how long the widow might want some support. Details, ladies?
Well, I think one of the things to emphasize is that our stories, as Karen said, are wildly different, primarily because we're wildly different women. And we all had our own different methods of grieving. And the important message from us to anyone else about that is, however you grieve is your grief, and that's okay. You know, you don't need anybody else to be telling you what they think you should be experiencing. You know,
or for how long.
Or for how long, exactly, yeah.
And I'm, you know, again, same thing. I love the power of our stories because each of our stories is very different. But at the end of the day, we all came out of it as different women, different people. You are going to be different when you go through an event. I don't care if it's widowhood. I don't care if it's, you know, whatever the event is when you go through something traumatic, you're going to be a different person at the other end, on the other side. So this book is not just for widows. This is actually for anybody our latest reviewer said, it gives hope that it is going to be okay. We're not telling you it's going to be a walk in the park. It's not fun. It's just not fun, right? Whether it's with a caregiver or whether it's a sudden death. But it is a journey. It is a journey that you're going to take in life different ways, and you're going to be okay at the end of it. And that is, I think, our strongest point, is that regardless of how you go through it, regardless of who you are, how it happens, you're going to be okay. Whatever path you choose.
And one of our desired target markets is married women who don't have a clue that they might even be divorced. I mean, I keep using that word. Be widowed. Yeah, be widowed. You've got to be prepared. We jokingly say it should be a wedding present, probably a little bit overkill. But seriously, there's no too soon to get ready to be prepared.
I agree.
No.
You know, especially because life happens.
We have 9 minutes left. I was incorrect. So let's keep going. What were you going to say?
Rebecca says stuff happens, I think. Is that what you said?
Yeah. If you are that person who's just gotten married, that usually younger woman, things do happen. Like, you know, I know a 26-year-old widow. I know a 35-year-old widow. You know, there's no magic number for becoming a widow. You know, it happens. You know,
the average age is actually 59. Yeah. Is the average.
And what is it?
So
2,800 women a week become, or a day become widows.
Day.
Yeah, 2,800 women become widows in the United States every day.
Secrets from the Hammock is Dave Nassani's new book. This gives you many secrets on how to navigate life in an easy-to-use and read format. Imagine forgiving those that hurt you, or realizing and using the power of momentum, or discovering the hardest part of love and how to overcome it. Get this and more info with Secrets from the Hammock by Dave Nassani. Get your copy now. Available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. That's Secrets from the Hammock. And relax. Dave's got you covered. Guilt, fear, loneliness, burnout. These are just some of the things caregivers feel. But now there's hope. CaregiverDave.com is a membership website with an understanding community designed around supporting you. With a little perspective, planning, and practical help, you can become a thriving caregiver. Start by visiting CaregiverDave.com. Get weekly calls, practical solutions, and free resources. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a 30-minute coaching call free. Don't wait. Go to CaregiverDave.com and join now.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Reclaim your caregiver sanity with Dave Nassani's book, It's My Life Too. Caring for someone with an illness or condition who is expected to live for a relatively long period of time is a specific and unique challenge. This book pinpoints the needs and strategies a caregiver must do for themselves in order to survive, thrive, and make caregiving a rewarding, gratifying experience. So get your copy of It's My Life Too today, or buy one for your special caregiver. It's My Life Too is available at Amazon.com and CaregiverDave.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words by Dave Nassani is the book that helps you overcome and perhaps even prevent the hardships associated with strokes. Dave takes you on his journey and experience with his own wife, Charlene, a stroke survivor. This book tells you everything about strokes to help you and your loved ones survive without making costly mistakes that may save a life or a brain from irreparable damage. One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words. The book is available on Amazon.com or order it from fine bookstores everywhere.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Yes, because these men keep dying before women do. So it's
that's true.
That's why there's more women in the world than men.
By the time a woman is 70 years old, her odds of being a widow are at 7 out of 10 women at age 70 will be widows.
See, my wife was smart. She married, I was 21. She married me. She's 10 years older, so she's 31. Now I'm 70. She's 80. And she figures, well, die about the same time.
There you go.
I'll let you know how that works.
Well, and you know, and again, the preparation aspect, we're talking about paperwork and titling of, you know, assets and everything else. And it's valid for anybody that is in a relationship that co-owns, you know, anything. The paperwork is
kids.
Really, really necessary, especially if you have kids. Nothing.
Are the adult children much help or not really?
Ooh, that's a whole different story.
So, I mean, some of them don't want to do anything or don't
really
wouldn't know what to do. I have three daughters.
Helpless ones.
Not helpless. I would not say, because my daughter's she's not helpless. If she needed to, she could figure it out, but that's not her forte, right? My other daughters are, well, let's just say they're in the financial and accounting worlds, and they are much more attuned to paperwork and that kind of stuff than my other daughter is. So, you know, if my one daughter, if that's what she needed to do, that's what she would do, but it wouldn't come natural to her, right? And there are some parents that
it didn't come natural to you, did it?
Right. No, actually, I, you know, owned a tax and accounting firm for 20 years, and I hate accounting, but I married a dairy farmer, so there you go. Life choices, right? But it's a matter of having those conversations, both spouses have to want to have them. So what do you do if one of the spouses doesn't? That makes it hard too. Or your parents don't, right? Your parents don't want to tell you about their finances or what's going on. And so when they die, you're left with this mess have to figure out, or one of them dies and the other one doesn't have a clue and neither do you. And it just, you know, do your family a favor and get the paperwork done.
All right, why don't you, all three of you, tell me all the reasons why it didn't happen, and maybe someone, you know, can say, hey, yeah, that's how I feel. I guess maybe I should change. Maybe it'll help. Maybe it'll do some good.
Well,
and your husband, you know, what were the reasons?
My case was, we had everything that we figured that we would need, and I experienced very heavy brain fog. I mean, somebody would tell me something, 2 seconds later it was gone. And I had no clue that my brain would leave me. And my example was that after my husband died, I went to the accountant, and the accountant said, okay, so, well, I think he said, he may have said, I'm giving him grace that he may have said, maybe he didn't, but he may have said, you need to make sure that when your husband's retirement funds are transferred into your name, you need to make sure that the federal income tax is taken out of them. I did not hear that in any way, shape, or form. I just made the assumption that when those monies came to me, the feds were taking out their share like they had done before. No, that was not true, because the next year I had a $12,000 tax bill.
Hopefully you didn't spend it all and you had the money to pay.
Oh, no, I had the money. Yeah, I had the money for it. But that led to one of the suggestions that we make in the book for widows is, you know, you can expect brain fog. It may not be as severe as mine was, but take an extra set of ears with you when you go to visit the accountant, your physician, you know, someone that's going to have important information for you. And that second set of ears can be your friend, your sister, your kid, you know, somebody who's going to write down the answers for you so you have them available.
Yeah.
And almost in any case, you want to have a paper and pencil with you, because
yes,
even if you hear it and you write it down, you'll forget that you heard it or wrote it, or, you know, so, and keep it all in one book, so you also remember where you wrote it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We wrote everything down because we had lots of time to prepare. We thought we had it all done. But the one thing that tripped me up was my husband had given me all the account numbers and so forth for our cell phone plan and the passwords for the plans, because he was managing it. But he failed to give me the password for his phone exactly. We hadn't thought about that. And so when I tried to cancel his phone from the account, they wanted to text me an approval note. Well, I couldn't open his phone to see the text number. Therefore, I couldn't close it. And it took me 3 months of talking with idiots who had no understanding of what widows might. Now, yes, they were being very secure, and I appreciate that concept, but it was a problem.
Yes, I've written down all my passwords, and it's amazing how many. I got like 50 passwords on 50 different things, and it fills up a page, and now I'm writing sideways on it, and so that's here for them, including my phone and my computer, and, you know, that mm-hmm. can be done.
All of those online accounts.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. Well, listen, I think we've run out of time. I want to thank you all for coming on. Where can they find the book? Well, wherever books are sold, Amazon, Target, the Walgreens, Walmart.
Bookshop.
So the book is going to be available towards the end of October. Yes, definitely. Okay. Amazon, bookshop.org. We have a website, threewidows.com. And they can go there, get more information, sign up for a newsletter. We only send something out once a month, so we won't spam you with a bunch of stuff. But threewidows.com is a great place to go find out more about us and other stuff that we're doing.
Great.
And like podcasts we're on.
And yes, absolutely. And some checklists. So.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe how fast our time has gone. I'm at caregiverdave.com. And we have a free membership website, lots of free things on there, including some free coaching if necessary. Also my membership website, my Facebook page, Caregiver Dave, is a community of lots of people. We got more than 34,000. And please check the like or follow button, whatever platform you're watching, listening to this on. Helps us reach even more caregivers by improving Google search engine algorithms. And to all my listeners, thank you again for tuning in each and every week and making us the number one caregiver podcast on the internet. So until next week, same time, same channel, may God richly bless you all. Bye-bye.
One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words by Dave Nassani is the book that helps you overcome and perhaps even prevent the hardships associated with strokes.
Secrets from the Hammock is Dave Nassani's new book. This gives you many secrets on how to navigate life in an easy-to-use and read format. Imagine forgiving those that hurt you or realizing and using the power of momentum or discovering the hardest part of love and how to overcome it. Get this and more info with Secrets from the Hammock by Dave Nassani. Get your copy now. Available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. That's Secrets from the Hammock. And relax. Dave's got you covered. Dave takes you on his journey and experience with his own wife, Charlene, a stroke survivor. This book tells you everything about strokes to help you and your loved ones survive without making costly mistakes that may save a life or a brain from irreparable damage. One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words. The book is available on Amazon.com or order it from fine bookstores everywhere.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
Reclaim your caregiver sanity with Dave Nassani's book, It's My Life Too. Caring for someone with an illness or condition who is expected to live for a relatively long period of time is a specific and unique challenge. This book pinpoints the needs and strategies a caregiver must do for themselves in order to survive, thrive, and make caregiving a rewarding, gratifying experience. So get your copy of It's My Life Too today, or buy one for your special caregiver. It's My Life Too is available at Amazon.com and CaregiverDave.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Guilt, fear, loneliness, burnout. These are just some of the things caregivers feel. But now there's hope. CaregiverDave.com is a membership website with an understanding community designed around supporting you. With a little perspective, planning, and practical help, you can become a thriving caregiver. Start by visiting CaregiverDave.com. Get weekly calls, practical solutions, and free resources. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a 30-minute coaching call free. Don't wait. Go to CaregiverDave.com and join now.
The Bright Side of Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise.